And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, you missed a section, Jason.
Huh?
That corner next to the register.
Oh, thanks. Oh, this is a beautiful old counter, isn't it? I wonder where Dad got it.
Well, I don't know. I never thought to ask him.
Probably an old diner or soda shop somewhere. Dad's always had a knack for finding off-the-wall stuff. Our basement was full of things he picked up at garage sales or closeouts or auctions. Things nobody in their right mind would want. But he had a way of turning them into something valuable.
Kind of like he did with Witt's End. It was a condemned building until he got his hands on it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I guess it's a gift of his. The ability to take things and turn them into something good. In a way, Dad's whole life's been dedicated to that. It's probably what drove him to teach. And open Witt's End and take over that old archaeological mission.
Do you think your dad was always like that? Or did he sort of become that way?
I don't know.
I mean, do you think one day he just woke up and decided that he would work to make things better by being a teacher or whatever?
What are you asking me, Connie?
Well, like, how about you? How did you decide what you wanted to do with your life?
Well, I'm not sure I ever really decided. You see, for me, it seemed like circumstances just sort of took me in certain directions. Why? You trying to make a decision about something?
Only my life, that's all.
Oh.
I'm going to be finished with high school soon, and everybody's talking about what they're going to do. College, careers, you know, and I don't have a clue.
Well, I thought you were going to be a teacher.
Well, I thought so, too, but now I'm not sure. I'm just trying to figure it out. Seems like I should know by now.
Well, I don't think
it... No, what by now, Miss Kendall? The dishes are put away, Jason.
Thanks, Eugene. Mm-hmm. Connie's trying to decide what she wants to do with her life.
What's that mean?
Well, it means that any response from me would be inappropriate at this time.
Oh, really? Why? You have something sarcastic to say about what I should do with my life?
Let's not be defensive, Miss Kendall. The only reason I can't respond is that I simply don't, relate to your dilemma.
I suppose you've always known what you wanted to be when you grew up.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, right. I can see it now. Eugene in his little playpen with a telescope in one hand and a chemistry set in the other.
Don't be absurd. It was a microscope and a small blackboard in chalk so I could do my physics equations.
Oh, come on.
Now, don't be jealous. Some people know early on what their interests are, and that naturally leads them to what their careers will be. I am a case in point.
Well, you're a case, all right.
Thank you.
It's a fair statement, Connie. Interests often lead to careers.
Interests, huh?
Sure. What do you like to do?
Shop? Thanks a lot for letting me come in like this, Mrs. Clydesdale.
Connie, I can't tell you how impressed I am at your initiative. Not many young people today would do what you're doing, looking to the future, exploring opportunities.
Well, thank you. It's just that I figured since I like to shop that working at a department store might be a possible career.
And that's smart thinking, too. That's how I got started 22 years ago. Worked myself up from an inventory clerk to head of the perfume counter.
So, where do we start?
Well, you read the brochures I gave you about the perfumes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all you need are some customers. And I believe we have some approaching now. I'll help the woman in the blue hat, and you assist that gentleman.
Okay. Hi. May I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for some perfume for my wife. It's her birthday.
Oh, how nice. And how thoughtful of you to think of perfume. Does she have a favorite?
Yeah, but it makes me break out in hives. I want to find something else.
Oh, well, we believe in matching the right perfume to the right person. What is your wife like?
She's, I don't know, average.
Average?
You know, average height, weight, build, blonde hair, one leg shorter than the other.
What I mean is, what's her personality like? Is she bold and adventurous or shy and demure?
Both. On our bowling night, she's a tiger. The rest of the time, she could care less.
Oh.
I think she'd like that stuff there. What's that called? Nightcrawler number 7.
Oh, no. You don't want that.
I don't? Well, why not?
Well, Nightcrawler is a very rich, sophisticated scent for a woman to wear to classical music concerts or an evening out of galleries.
What are you saying? My wife isn't sophisticated?
Oh, no, not at all. What I mean is that it isn't the kind of perfume a woman should wear for a bowling night.
Oh, well, what kind of perfume should a woman wear for bowling night?
Well, I think this one is nice.
Chateau L'Ox. Fine, I think I'll go with the Nightcrawler, please.
And I think you're making a big mistake. We have some wonderful erudite just over here. A modest scent with just a hint of mischief.
Yeah, well, my wife isn't mischievous.
How about some of this? Lingering Suspicion.
Not interested.
Well, I think you really should...
Watch my lips! I want the Nightcrawler!
Look, sir, you have to trust me. I know about these things. I'm a woman, and the thing you want
is... You're not a woman, you're a counter girl, and I think I know what my wife like better than you.
Fine. The customer's always right. You want Nightcrawler number 7? Then take it. But don't come running back to me when your wife thinks you've lost your sense of smell and taste.
Perhaps it'd be better if I didn't purchase anything here at all.
That, of course, is your decision.
Pardon me. Is there a problem here?
No problem. This gentleman was just making a disastrous decision, that's all.
What?
No, I'm making a very smart decision. I've decided never to shop here again.
Imagine buying Nightcrawler for bowling.
Oh. Now, Connie, please try to understand.
I understand completely. I'm a terrible salesperson.
Now, you aren't terrible per se. Every sales clerk makes mistakes on their first day. And some people aren't suited to this kind of work at all.
That's me. It's because of the man and his bowling league wife, right?
That was one incident, yes.
The woman with the pink hair.
Admittedly, she was a bit demanding, and I understood why you got annoyed. However, I'm not sure you won any points by suggesting that she stop wearing cotton candy on her head.
Well, you know, she just had this attitude about me not having any knowledge about perfume, and I thought, I'm not to take this from a woman who looks like she just stepped out of a 3-ring circus.
Yes, but in retail business, a sales clerk might think it, but should never say it.
I know. That's what everybody tells me. I always say what I'm thinking.
Which makes your desire to work in a store like Osborne's one that should be, carefully considered.
Okay, Mrs. Clydesdale, I can take a hint. Maybe selling isn't such a good career choice for me. But thanks for giving me a chance.
If only to give you direction for the future, you're welcome. Though, Connie, your interests aren't always the best guide to your life's vocation.
They aren't? Well, then what is?
What are you skilled at?
I'll have to think about that.
Please do. It might give you some new inspiration. Bye-bye. Hello? May I help you?
Yeah, sure. Give me direction for the future. What am I going to do now?
Excuse me, young lady, but may I have a word?
Harlow Doyle, what are you...
Detective Doyle, if you please.
Oh, are you on a case?
Am I on a case?
Are you?
No. I'm working as an undercover security guard.
Really? Where?
In the bedding and sheets department. Where else would I work undercover? Silly question. I was doing plain clothes in the women's department, but looked silly in high heels.
I can imagine.
Now they have me watching the exits for shoplifters. May I see the sales receipt for your purse, please?
What? I don't have a sales receipt for this purse.
You don't? Then I'm sorry, Connie, but you'll have to come with me.
Wait a minute.
Trying to sneak out without paying for it. I'm surprised at you.
You don't understand. This is my purse. I've owned it for months.
A likely story.
Do you carry sales receipts for everything you own?
Of course not. Don't be absurd.
Well, then what's to stop me from accusing you of shoplifting your shirt?
Huh?
Or that neon tie?
Huh?
Or your mismatching socks?
Ooh. Why, nothing. You've obviously caught me red-handed. I demand that you make a citizen's arrest immediately.
I do not want to arrest you. I'm just saying that you didn't steal your clothes and I didn't steal this purse.
Ah, clever how that works out.
So can I go now?
Sure. As long as I can go now, too.
What's stopping you?
Well, I wouldn't want to leave the scene of a crime while I'm under suspicion.
I do not suspect you of anything.
Great! I'll walk with you, then. Say, what were you doing here anyway?
trying to figure out what to do with my life.
In Osborne's department store? Boy, they have everything, don't they?
First, I thought I'd try something I was interested in. But that didn't work.
Of course not.
Now Mrs. Clydesdale said I should think about my skills, but what am I skilled at?
Good question. Are you any good with jackhammers?
No. Why do you ask?
Just wondering. I know. How about secretarial work?
You mean like filing and mailing letters and answering phones and stuff like that?
No, I mean secretarial work, meaning that I need a secretary. My last one had a nervous breakdown. Are you interested?
In having a nervous breakdown?
If it'll help you do the job, sure. I think you'd make a terrific secretary.
Well, I don't suppose it would hurt to try.
You have no idea how much it'll hurt. When can you start?
Wow, so this is your office, huh?
Yeah, not bad, huh?
That's unusual, in a cozy sort of way. Is that raccoon real?
I'd hardly bother to stuff a fake one.
Whoa, look at all those guns.
Stand clear, Connie. I don't like people playing with those.
Why? Are they loaded?
Good grief, no. I keep the caps in my desk drawer.
Caps?
I'm particularly fond of that baby up there. A genuine duplicate from the Rifleman series. But don't touch it.
I wasn't going to touch it. I was just taking a closer look.
Well, don't even look at it. That's a very special rifle.
Uh-huh. Is there a work you wanted me to do, Detective Doyle?
Who? Huh? Oh, you can call me Harlow in the office. Unless there's a client around.
Oh, well, then what should I call you?
To the reception area. I always greet new clients personally.
No, I'm...
Now, the desk and the phone are self-explanatory. You sit at one and perhaps talk on the other.
Right.
This plastic whirly thing has paper clips, rubber bands, and a stock of gum. Do you chew gum?
Sometimes.
Chewing gum is a must for a private detective secretary. And chew loudly. It's what people expect.
You're kidding.
And here's the fingernail file. Filing fingernails is a must for a private detective secretary.
You want me to file my fingernails here at the desk?
Don't be silly. You should file your fingernails over in that cabinet. Under F, I presume, or possibly N.
You want me to keep my fingernails in a file.
Why? Do you think a box would be better?
No. But I don't understand. Why would you want me to keep my fingernails filed?
So they'll look nice, of course. Oh. A well-manicured secretary is important for making a good impression. Boy, no wonder you didn't make it at the perfume counter. Now, let's see how you do with dictation.
Oh, okay. Where's a pen and a pad of paper?
I have them right here in my coat pocket. Standard equipment. There we go. Now, start.
Me? Aren't you going to give me the pen and paper?
Why would I do that? It's my letter.
But dictation is when you tell me what you want in the letter and I write it down for you.
You're kidding. My last secretary made me write everything down. No wonder the spelling was so atrocious.
Oh, boy.
Okay, enough with this training. I think we should get to work.
All right. What do you want me to do?
Well, answer the phone when it rings, and if it's for me, then let me know who it is. And if someone comes to the door, let him in.
Sure.
Then let's get started!
Harlow!
Oh, wait, Connie! I'm just about to break this case!
You've been working on a case?
Uh-huh. My briefcase. The lock jammed and I can't get the thing opened. There we go. Now I can eat my breakfast.
It's nearly time for dinner.
Hey, you can eat Pop-Tarts, TM, any time of the day. Want one?
No, thanks. I was thinking that maybe you don't really need a secretary right now.
I don't?
I mean, the phone hasn't rung all day, and frankly, there's nothing to do.
Nothing to do? What about fingernail filing and chewing gum?
I'm down to my knuckles, and my jaws hurt.
Oh, well, you could take a letter.
Really? Well, let me get the pad.
Better get your coat.
My coat?
Sure. No sense catching cold on your way to the post office.
Oh, you want me to take a letter?
What else? It's an overdue notice to my mother. Better send it COD.
Okay. But I, won't be back.
Ooh, got you loud and clear. The job's a little too demanding, too high pressure. Not everyone's cut out for it.
No, and I guess I'm not.
Well, don't feel like you're a failure, Connie. It's not a job I'd be any good at either.
Well, that's a real comfort. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Do you want me to lock up on my way out?
Ooh, better not. Last time my secretary did that, I was stuck in here for 3 days.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, 4 days.
Greetings, Connie.
Hi, Eugene.
Oh, I assume by your tone that the career search isn't going well.
Not at all. Does the phrase wild goose chase mean anything to you?
Only in relationship to rare tribal agricultural rituals.
Oh. Well, anyway, I'm no closer now to knowing what I want to do than I was this morning.
Then I may have something that'll help you.
Like what?
A personality test.
You're setting me up.
I am not. This is a bona fide test to help people determine what kind of personality they have in conjunction with aptitude. It's simple, really. I ask you certain questions which you'll answer subjectively to the best of your ability. Then we'll ascribe numerical points to your answers in relationship to similar answers given by a cross-section of people around the country. Averaging those points against the national average will place your total on a personality curve of plus or minus 5, which will then tell us what kind of person you are and in what vocation you'll be best suited.
You're right. It is simple.
First question. If a train leaves the depot at 3 o'clock, traveling south at 6 miles per hour against a northwesterly wind of 30 miles per hour, and has only 65% of its weight capacity on board, what color would you paint the train?
What color would... Is that really what it wants to know?
Indeed.
Well, I guess I'd paint the train blue. This makes no sense.
Blue. Ha! Next question. If you were a cat and could chase a dog, a mouse, or a bird, which would you chase first?
A dog.
Very telling.
Is it?
Please, we must carry on.
How many questions are there?
Oh, 112.
What?
Stay with me, Connie. It's for your own good.
All right, go on.
Finish this thought. A tomato is to a mailbox what a wingback chair is to a...
flag.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate the Kennedy administration?
Well, what's my score?
Patience, please.
Come on, Eugene, you've been playing with those numbers for half an hour.
Well, I just wanted to make sure I got them right.
And?
Oh, this is terribly disturbing, Miss Kendall.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, according to this, your score is in a negative 26th percentile.
What's that mean?
Well, you have no personality whatsoever, and as far as jobs are concerned, are suited only to gluing corrugation to cardboard boxes.
What? Let me see that. You mean I spent the last hour and a half for that? It's ridiculous. Who came up with this cockamamie test?
Well, actually, I did. I've been waiting for months to try it out on someone.
Well, try it out on the trash can, Eugene.
Honestly, Connie, assembling cardboard boxes can be quite gratifying as a line of work.
Oh, just leave me alone.
Perhaps I should try this test on someone else.
Morning, Connie.
Morning, Tom. Oh, the coffee's fresh.
Thank you. Are you here all by yourself this morning?
Yeah. It's just me and my dishes. One of the few things I know how to do.
What's that mean?
Means that I don't know what to do with my life.
Is that something you're trying to figure out this morning?
Yeah, well, this morning and yesterday.
Oh. Well, you know it takes some people years to figure out what they want to do with their lives.
Not you, I bet.
Well, no. No, my daddy was a doctor. But somewhere early on it was understood that, well, that I'd take care of the farm and the horses.
So you're like Eugene.
No, I never wanted to think so.
Well, what I mean is you knew at an early age what you were going to do.
Yeah, I did.
And Jason figured out what he wanted to do because of a combination of his interests and, what'd he say, circumstances.
I guess it works that way, too.
Well, it's not working for me. I'll probably be a dishwasher at wit's end for the rest of my life.
Is that so bad?
No, I guess not. At least it's something I like to do.
Well, that counts for something, I hope.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Oops. Now, why can't this thing leave me alone?
What is it?
My pager. Oh, well, they want me down at the office. I'll be glad when my time as mayor runs out so I can get back to my life.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Tom. You've given me a good idea.
Have I? Well, good. Look, Connie, why don't you come by the farm later today? I think this is a conversation we need to finish.
Yeah, maybe. I'll see ya.
Bye.
Maybe the answer was right under my nose. Wits End can be my career.
All right. Thank you, Jason. I'll get the results back to you shortly.
Great. Interesting test, Eugene. So have you seen Connie today?
After I arrived this morning, she disappeared to the office. I believe the word surprise was muttered as she walked away.
Uh-oh. I wonder what she's up to.
Hello? Delivery here.
Delivery? I'm at the counter. Did you order something?
Not I.
Hi, I'm from Smith Supplies. I just need to sign right here and I'll bring it on in.
Bring what in? I didn't order anything.
Somebody ordered a truckload of napkins.
A truckload?
Yeah, the phone order from, C. Kendall.
Connie?
What in the world is...
Hi, are you Jason Whitaker?
Yeah.
I'm with Steinway Grocers. Should I pull my truck around back or bring the boxes through the front?
Boxes of what?
Well, ice cream cones, and let's see, 3 crates of prunes.
Prunes?
Look, I'm on a tight deadline. You gonna sign for these napkins or what?
Yeah, hold on.
Jason, Eugene,
Connie!
Huh? What? What's going on here?
Well, maybe you could tell us that. Listen, did you order a truckload of napkins?
A truckload? No. I only ordered what's on the form? A shipment.
A shipment is a truckload, lady.
Oops. My mistake.
Well, how about ice cream and cones and prunes?
Prunes? Why would I order prunes? I asked for peaches.
Oh, sorry, but we got the order by fax, and if you'll look right here, you asked for 3 crates of XJ7736, which are prunes.
Let me see that. I meant to ask for XK7735. My fingers must have hit the wrong keys.
Sure did.
Oh, boy. Look, guys, we obviously have a mistake here, so could we cancel these orders until I can sort this out?
You want to cancel?
Uh-huh.
Do you know how far I drove to bring these napkins?
I know. Have some coffee. This'll just take a minute. Eugene, get them some coffee.
Aye, aye, sir.
Connie, could I see you in the office, please?
If you insist.
Connie... What's this all about?
I'm sorry, Jason. I really am. I just thought that I could help out here a little more. You know, on the administrative side. I could order things and set up scheduling and things like that. Sorry.
Is this connected to your search for a career?
Yeah. Well, I thought that maybe Wits End could become my career. Uh-huh. Maybe. Maybe not.
Okay. Now I understand. Look, I don't have a problem with you doing more around here if you want, but you should have talked to me first. Then I would have taken some time to train you for it.
I know. It looked so easy when I sat down at the computer, that's
all. I'm sure it did. But, look, I think you need to relax about this career thing. You're trying to make a life decision in just a couple of days. That may not be the best way to do it. You've got yourself all wound up, and... I have to go talk to those delivery guys, okay?
Hey, you want me to do it?
No, thanks. I'm sure we can just use some of the things you ordered, and I'll negotiate with them. Why don't you just take the day off? Go think about life. Or better yet, don't think about it. Give yourself a break, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. I'll see you later, all right?
So now probably isn't the best time to mention that the computer froze up while I was working on it, huh? I mean, it said something about delete files, and I...
Just go, Connie.
Poor Rachel.
I just feel so stupid, Tom.
Now, don't be too hard on yourself. You obviously got all worked up about choosing a career, and things got out of hand. I had a feeling something like this might happen. That's why I wanted you to come over.
It just seems like I should know by now what I want to do. My teachers and guidance counselor at school are talking about it. What's my major going to be at college? What kind of job do I want?
Well, those decisions have to be made, I guess. Just to plan for the immediate future. But not everybody's on the same timetable as the school system.
But all my friends know what they want to do.
But that doesn't mean you have to be on the same timetable as them either. We're all different, Connie.
No, I'm the different one. By the time you were my age, you knew what you wanted to do. So did Eugene. Even Jason had it figured out.
Well, maybe we did, maybe we didn't.
My guess is if you sat us all down, you'd see that we all came to our decisions in different ways. Now, for Eugene, it was probably based on Eugene being, well, so Eugene. For me, it was my love of farming, to be sure. But it was also the thing I needed to do. My father's practice took him away from the family business. Somebody needed to do it, and I was the likely candidate to take it on. For Jason, I happen to know it was a combination of his interests and his father's influence. All different, you see.
Yeah, I see.
Except for one thing. In one way or another, we all went through a process to make up our minds.
What do you mean?
Well, let me try to make sense of it. Decisions can be based on personality and circumstances and influence and, you know, for a lot of people, it's just a matter of finding a job that'll pay the bills. There's nothing wrong with that. But most everybody goes through a process to figure out their strengths and weaknesses, their skills, their gifts. One key difference, though.
What?
For us Christians, I expect we're also listening for God's calling. I assume you've been praying about all this to see what God is calling you to do.
Well...
The point is, don't panic, don't rush, don't get yourself all tied up in knots today making a decision about a lifetime career. Play around with it. Give yourself time to explore the possibilities. Here I go sounding like I'm making a speech.
Well, you're good at it.
I guess I'm just saying to keep your eyes and ears open. And God will help you work it out. Okay?
Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome. Now, there's one thing you could decide to do right this minute.
What?
Grab that brush and take care of Leah over there. I think she's feeling a little neglected.
That I can do.
Obviously, my test needs work. Not only did it have you working in box manufacturing, but it suggested that Jason's personality was best suited for painting figurines of cartoon characters in Korea.
I don't think he'd have the patience for that.
Precisely. I believe I'm back at the proverbial starting gate.
Well, maybe creating tests isn't your calling, Eugene.
Perhaps it isn't.
What?
Well, strangely, as a result of your quest to discern your life's goals, I've been rethinking mine.
You have?
All my life I've operated on some basic assumptions about who I am and what I should be doing. But now that I'm a Christian, many of those assumptions can and should be challenged. Reconsidering the overall direction of my life may be a good thing to do. So, perhaps, while you're figuring yours out,
You're welcome to tag along if you want, Eugene. I'd appreciate the company. Anyway, two are better than one.
Well, thank you, Connie.
But I have a few questions first.
Oh?
If you're on a blue train at 2 in the afternoon and a giant tomato hits it at a 45-degree angle, what would you say on a scale from 1 to 10?
A truckload of prunes.
Okay. Welcome to the Figure Out Your Life Club.
Thank you.
God says in Isaiah 42:16, I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. That's just one verse among many in the Bible, assuring us that God cares about all the decisions we make. Whether we're trying to figure out what to do with our lives, or just trying to sort out our plans for the day, God is with us and wants us to consider His desires in what we decide. So what do you think God wants you to do? I'm glad you joined us for this important episode, and we'll have to see what happens with Connie and Eugene in the adventures to come. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to focus on the family. What Are You Going to Do with Your Life? Was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.